We had a snowy day yesterday, but it was no big deal. Not like our friends in southern New England who have a much bigger job ahead of them.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about that as well. But looking forward to having you guys here playing Sweetwater Center for the Arts. I don't know if you guys played there before. It's a really quaint venue.
I'm really looking forward to it. We've played in Pittsburgh several times, but never at this venue, and I've heard wonderful things, so I'm excited about the show.
One thing I'm hearing about the Faux Pas is you haven't just played in Pittsburgh. You've kind of formed some friendships and some collaborations. Talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a place that we've visited and played in for many years, and so yeah, we do have friends there. We've had a bunch of friends who've moved there too. I don't know if it seems to be a place that's attracted a lot of our personal friends, honestly, also musical connections, but just like there's just people there that we're looking forward to seeing.
Well, the Faux Pas, all kinds of reviews and a lot of bluegrass magazines, Americana magazines, alternative country publications like and radio shows like Folk Alley and Bluegrass Pride, Americana Highways, even No Depression, which is sort of the Bible for roots music. They all say so many good things about Faux Pas. And one of the things that's funny, a lot of times they say their sounds kind of hard to pigeonhole. It's kind of hard to describe what they sound like, but it sounds good. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, and on the one hand, it would be nice if we did have like an easy catchphrase that sort of like, could just immediately capture the band. On the other hand, over the years, we've sort of leaned into it. We have a mix of influences. It's certainly bluegrass informed. There's also like some jazz. There's some Celtic music in there. A lot of, just appreciation for Americana songwriting and, sometimes I wish in situations like this, I wish I had like a better catchphrase, but I'm really happy with our material and I hope people come out and give it a listen.
And even the instruments, I see pictures where you've got a saxophone. I see pictures with a mandolin. There's a banjo, acoustic guitars. It sounds like you really mix up the styles with the instruments you play.
Yeah. That's sort of one of the premises of the band. We try and approach everything sideways. If we're playing bluegrass, we want it to have a saxophone. If we're playing, a jazz piece, we want to like mix in a fiddle tune. And, just always trying to look for a way of making connections and making things a little, something that you're not going to expect, but you're going to remember.
Well, it's definitely toe-tapping music. I'm going to play a song we played before called Night a little bit.
Oh, yeah, great.
Talk about that one, just to tee it up. What do people need to know about the song Night by the Faux Pas?
Well, it's a cool tune. It's this is a cover, actually. We do a lot of original music, but this one's a cover by the king of bluegrass, Jimmy Martin. It's a bluegrass classic that dates back to the 50s, but... We put our own spin on it. We have some like percussion on it. We actually got to shoot a really cool music video for it at this rooftop in Manhattan. And if folks want to check that, get a visual to go along with the song, I'm sure they can check that out.
Ooh. And so describe a Faux Pas show. If I'm in the audience Thursday, is it interactive? Is it do you tell stories between songs? Is it just plug in and play and get everyone clapping along? What's the atmosphere like?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. I would say we ask something of our audiences. Like, this isn't music that's easy to have a conversation over or ignore. Like, we want to engage with people, and we try and play music that, like, makes you pay attention or catches your attention or something that's unexpected. So, yeah, we'll definitely be... We've all got backgrounds playing different kinds of dance music, so a lot of it has like a real sort of dance music hook. Like we have a lot of emphasis on rhythm and movement, and I hope people come and I hope they have a great time.
Well, again, this is part of the Folk February series at Sweetwater. And it's bringing in folk and Americana groups, and seating is first come, first serve. Doors open at 6:30. The music begins at 7:30. $25 tickets for that. There'll be complimentary waters provided, and wine is available. Make a little donation if you need a little sip of wine while you're watching the faux pas. How's that sound?
I'm all for it. All for it.
I love the name, by the way. I sometimes worry we're going to run out of creative band names, and I see a group like the Faux Pas, and just to set this up for people, it's spelled faux, like the French word for fake, F-A-U-X, and then pause, like an animal pause. So it sounds like you're making a faux pas, but it's really fake pause. Shout out to whoever came up with that name.
Something that might be considered, you know, a mistake or inappropriate in one context is just kind of like a fun time in another context. That's kind of what we're all about.
Well, up in your merchandise has like a paw print on it or something.
We've got some of those.
All right. So, and we're talking with Andrew of the Faux Pas, headed to Swickley on Thursday. And it's a bit about the band's history. Are there some big festivals you played, or what have been some of the like pinch me moments for you where you guys have been looking out at an audience and you're just, wow, I can't believe we're playing this one?
Yeah, we have had some of those. We've been a band for quite a long time, and even before this band, the three of us, Dean, Noah, and myself, have been playing together in other contexts even longer before that. So something like, you know, 15 years or a little more that the three of us have been making music together. And over that time, you know, like, I guess one of my favorite things is the variety. Like, we have played some big festivals. We played Rocky Grass in Colorado and the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival up in New York. Several other big festivals, and those are always special. It's always, you know, a wild experience to see thousands of people out there. But we're also still playing small rooms too, and honestly, those are just as fun in a different way when you can like see all 30 people in the room and you can make eye contact with all of them and, you know, make music right for the people right in front of you. And I love where we're at as a band, where we're like straddling several different worlds. We can play festivals, we can play clubs, we can play living rooms, and it's all kind of, it feels really special to be able to move between those.
You're definitely going to get that intimate kind of living room environment at Sweetwater Center for the Arts, and they have concerts often, but they'll have a cooking demonstration there. There's artwork to check out, so it's really a homespun kind of place, so I think you guys are going to fit in real nice.
Yeah, I've heard wonderful things about the venue. You all have been really proactive about just including us in the community, and I'm excited to get there, excited to see what's going on.
All right, and then looking ahead to the rest of 2026, what's on the to-do list for the Faux Pas, or what do you hope to accomplish this year?
Well, this show at Sweetwater falls right in the middle of a little run. We did just a couple of weeks ago, we got back from playing the Anchorage Folk Festival up in Alaska, and that was a highlight, a travel highlight for us. We are playing a couple festivals this summer, but also we're sort of focusing on working on some new material for our next album as well. We're sort of between album cycles, and so it also gives us a chance for our set list to be a little bit more experimental. Like, you know, like when you've got a brand new record out, you really need to play the tracks off the record. And right now I feel like we've got room to try some new things, maybe try some, you know, just try some songs that we're still working on, maybe try some covers. It's kind of a loose time to look at our material and try some things that we wouldn't otherwise have the ability to.
Maybe road test a song right here in Western Pennsylvania.
I am almost positive we'll do that.
All right, Andrew, anything else you want to say about the Faux Pas performing Thursday night here at Sweetwater Center for the Arts?
Yeah, just thank you for the call, for the invitation, and we're really excited to come back to one of our favorite parts of the country.
Looking forward to having you, and I'm going to play that song right now, Night by the Faux Pas. Good luck. See you soon.
Take care, man.
All right. Here it is. Song getting national radio spins called Night, as you heard a cover of a bluegrass classic by the Faux Pas.